I emailed the Bee City stuff. It's gonna pop. Thank you. I think the last one I sent was yesterday afternoon, and it was from Kim Bailey, who's the coordinator for the ESB, but she's also pretty sure on the national board for the Bee City, and then Pollinator Week is a thing that all of the Bee Cities do. And so there haven't been any changes, but there will be probably by tomorrow. So I'll just keep forwarding you the updated ones. So as you can see from the one that I sent yesterday, Bee City Asheville and Bee City Hendersonville are going to do their weeks at the same time, and a bunch of events have been updated on the top, and I can pass this around so you can see it. We don't have to have an event every single day, and in fact that might be better to not, because that way people can go to things in either city. Some of the stuff is to be determined as far as location, so I'll pass that around. One of the things that there were some of us between Mountain True, ESB, some of us from the EAC, me from the county, that talked together a couple weeks ago before this was finalized. And one of the ideas for Pollinator Week was like a restaurant week. And they do it in Asheville, and I don't know if it's on there, but the option for us to do it here is open. But I can't say that I can coordinate the whole thing, and that's what it was kind of coming down to. So what it would basically mean is putting together a packet of information about what Pollinator Week is trying to accomplish, and then approaching some businesses on Main Street or other restaurants or whatever to have part of the dinner proceeds from the night go towards Bee City USA. And I believe some of the proceeds could stay local and go back to the tree board at the city, which is the official sponsor of Bee City. There's a little bit of work involved, and there would have to be one to two contact people to take care of everything and coordinate with the restaurants, and then get volunteers to actually be at the restaurants to talk to people, you know, as the event is going on. So I told Kim and the other folks that I would talk with you guys about it, and if anybody feels really passionate about organizing that, I'll help you. Or if we don't want to do it, they understand that it's kind of too much for maybe this year, and we could plan a really good restaurant week for next year.
What week is this?
Hmm?
The week of what?
June 18th through the 25th.
Okay. So I did talk with Lou Holloway, who does the Main Street program, and they actually have not really any kind of association with the Main Street restaurants as far as like a merchants association. So this would be a totally independent organizing process, and it would just be up to whichever restaurants people wanted to go to or whatever and approach them. Could be one restaurant, could be 10, it's whatever. So it's kind of up to you guys if that's something you feel like.
I think it would be good for the community.
Yeah. I think I'd be curious to see how ESB and other, or you know, groups are feeling about it, because I think it's one of those things we could lighten the load if we're all doing, you know, pieces of.
Well, they, I'm not sure what capacity ESB is going to be involved with Pollinator Week. They'll obviously be helping probably with some of the events. But I don't think that, I think this was kind of like an independent piece of the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anyone to.
It was an orphan.
It was an orphan. That's exactly what it was. And then I did some research on it, and they were like, you can have it. And I was like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It sounds like quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
Is Mountain True involved in any of the organizations? I've seen them here. Are they helping with any of the stuff on Main Street or anything as well? Could
right
they be asked?
Well, right now, as far as I know, there's nothing specific to Pollinator Week for Hendersonville that's going on Main Street. The deadline for submitting events for that list is tomorrow to Kim. So, you know, if we do want to do the restaurant week, all we have to do is email and tell her we'll take care of it. But if we don't, we can say we'll take care of it next year.
And then
or whatever.
When would you have to know about the restaurants?
We'd have to go ahead and approach, like, we would have to have a plan.
Start tomorrow.
By the middle of the month, for sure, because when I talked to Lou Holloway about it, he said that downtown businesses get slammed to do sponsorship stuff and events throughout the summer when all the visitors are here.
Right.
And he said that you may or may not get any response. So it's also, the restaurant week is going to happen in Asheville, the Bee City Asheville. So, you know, maybe something good would be we just try out some of those restaurants, see how that event goes for them this time, and then maybe do it next year.
Why wouldn't it just be combined? Whoever's organizing the restaurants there, ask Costero and other ones here.
Because they don't have all the same contacts here. There's like three local people there, and then I think it would be too difficult for them to try and coordinate.
How long have they done it up there?
I'm not sure. Maybe a couple years.
Okay.
There's a really brief email about it. Like, if there's just not a lot of...
Is it a week there? I mean, could we have a day? And
yeah, I mean, I think you could do whatever you wanted to do. I think a week is too much to do.
It feels like a big elephant. It may even be helpful to us for planning for this year or next, just to talk to the folks in Asheville and say, how did you guys get started?
Yeah, that was my question. Like, what did you? How did you approach them? Did you have information to give them? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, they kind of put together this packet about, like, this is, and again, this is a really, really brief, the restaurant pitch. It's a, yeah, it's not a lot. There's not a lot to it.
Okay.
So, I mean, a day might be much better, you know, if we wanted to do it and just choose, like, one restaurant down on this end and one restaurant on that end or something, I don't know, but.
Well, I know, like, for example, it's not a downtown restaurant, but Iannucci's, they'll give to just about anybody who comes and asks, and they'll, you know, they even put it on top of the pizza boxes. So we could do that as kind of our test to see how
that's
people respond here.
Yeah.
You're right, and it is usually on a Tuesday.
Right, so that might be an easy way just to try it out, see how it may or may not work.
That's a great idea.
And I think if we have a little bit of success, and then the next year it's like, hey guys, we did really well with this one. We wanna scale it up, and maybe we'll have an easier ask.
Well, this is the first time they've done the Pollinator Week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first one we've had. Yeah.
For Hendersonville, yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know downtown businesses and restaurants, they do get hammered in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be more efficient to let the Pollinator Week happen and have some success and then come at them earlier next year. So what I'm afraid of is we take it on. I think we could do it one or two ways. We could either just pick one restaurant and do one night as a test, like you're saying, mm-hmm. at most. And I think do anything beyond that, I think we run the risk of it being really not well received. And I, being the first Pollinator Week, I don't want to do anything that's going to be not well received or put additional burden on anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
My question is, too, they were talking about getting a place at the Ag Center, so they're close to the Buncombe County line. And if they do that, how much is that going to stop them from coming over this way as far as...
Because it's bigger.
Because they're going to be closer to Asheville, really. Built my park and everything else, and they're going to be here.
Which event were they going to do there?
They're talking about doing some of the pollinator stuff at Ag Center.
Oh.
To where they're closer to Buncombe County.
Right, right. Well, I guess they're kind of, on the line, but...
The Ag Center is in Buncombe County.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's whatever we want to do. I mean, it would have been really nice to have an event at hands-on
mm-hmm.
for the kids here,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, oh, I can't organize that by tomorrow, you know. So,
yeah.
But it is the first one, and we have to start somewhere, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't mind going and asking to solicit him if y'all need somebody.
Yeah.
I'll go.
I think we could probably commit to doing one restaurant one night.
Mm-hmm.
I think between all of us, we could probably make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, much more beyond that becomes too ambitious for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be on Main Street?
Each person? Or
No. As a group, we pick one restaurant and do one night, test it out, see how it goes, get kind of
that
some kind of
what's entailed with the restaurant.
Some kind of baseline and then go
from
there.
I can read it to you. Some of the stuff on the sheet from, do you remember Phyllis Stiles?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that she sent around was, the participation of the restaurant should include a featured dish or beverage with 10% being a tax deductible donation to Bee City USA. Table cards with Bee City USA donation information. So there's pieces of this that Bee City Asheville probably has that we could copy. Bee City USA will provide graphic cue for restaurant. There's a lot in that one. Cross-pollination on our respective social media pages, and then the restaurant will be featured on Bee City. Will feature you on event information.
When is this due by, tomorrow?
All we have to do is just say, yeah, we're going to work it out for one restaurant for one night or something like that.
I'll second Chris's idea. I think it'd be really easy to get one.
To get one. Okay.
One night. And that will be our, get our feet wet, and then next year we can have a plan of action a little sooner.
I've never even met the people that run Postero, but they do random stuff.
Probably do something cool with honey or some wildflowers or like.
And they're all over social media. They like team up with the brewery and did like a pint night thing.
So maybe okay.
There's plenty of restaurants downtown that use like to use local stuff and things like that. So.
Like the
seasonal
food, so I guess.
And we could always arrange to have, you know, paraphernalia put in other restaurants. I mean, not paraphernalia. On the right term. Literature, you know, because I know like Bandline uses a lot of. They try to use a lot of local and stuff. I'm sure they put cards on the ground or something.
Well, there are these little B decals that go on the windows for the restaurants that participate, but B City has to buy them, and so if we could come up with something else, I don't know. We can figure that out. Okay, so you. There's a motion on the floor.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, so let me just summarize that and send it to Ken tomorrow, and then try and get some of this text, like in whatever format B City in Asheville was using, and then I'll send it out to you, and then I guess we can come up with a game plan for approaching these folks next week, pretty much. So, okay. Good job. Thanks, guys.
Say Kim. She'll ask me back for anything.
I will. I will. Like, I'm a soliciting fool.
She come in all the time with stuff.
You might be a girl, then.
Hey, look what I got.
Cool. So, the other thing with the Bee City week is if you want to volunteer to help with any of those events, you should have Kim Bailey's email address, but if you don't, you can email me if you're interested in doing one of those, and we'll get you set up so that you could help volunteer. I think that might be it. And then if any, you know, if you're not connected to the Bee City, you know, through your personal Facebook or whatever, if you're interested in doing that, sharing some of that stuff, it'll be all over that. So that's that on there, and once she gets a final agenda, I'll send that back out so that you have it. I think that was the biggest thing to talk about with that.
The other thing we had in old business was County Pollinator Gardens Project.
So it's a new item, but it's related to all this pollinator stuff. So, there's a couple of us between Parks Department and myself and the Facility Services Department, which takes care of all of our facilities aside from our parks, so they take care of all of our buildings and maintenance and landscaping and stuff. And we've been talking about possibly doing some pollinator patches on our own county properties just to demonstrate that, you know, we're able to do this as well and support all of these efforts. And so this has all just been discussion within the last 2 weeks. And so the original plan that we talked about was doing 8 patches. We identified 8 county properties where we don't have any kind of zoning restrictions or use restrictions on our own properties to do any size patch. So some we've talked about doing a 10 by 10. Some I can do up to a 30 by 10 or 15. Some would be much smaller than that. And the original list of 8 is all throughout the county, so it's north, south, east, and west. It's getting a little bit overwhelming because there's a lot of coordination. The guys were like, yeah, just take the tractor and throw some seeds out and put a sign. And I was like, it's not that easy. But, so, I'm thinking of narrowing the 8 down to maybe like 4 and then doing 4 next year. So, I've been emailing with you and with some other folks trying to get sources for either plugs or seed, and I think I'd rather just broadcast seed. That'd be easier. But I'm going to need... The plan is to do this between now and mid-May so that things can really start to take off in the summer when some of the pollinators are migrating back. But I'm going to need some volunteers to do it. So this is going to be... I don't know. all the details, but this is, it's going to be some work because we're going to have to stake all the plots first and then get our guys to come with our equipment and till everything. I think I'm going to have to pH test all the soil. So, you know, soil and water. So our environmental program at Blue Ridge can help with that. Right?
Maybe.
Well, Cooperative Extension can help with that.
My students will be more than happy to put in as much time as you possibly need.
Okay.
On their own free time.
Okay. last time for credit.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, so anyway, this, so hopefully I can get all of this taken care of so that by the time Pollinator Week is happening, there's actually some growth, even if it's just sprouts in these gardens. And I'm hoping to get a resolution passed by the commissioners in May to recognize Pollinator Week. The city of Hendersonville did last year, and the city of Asheville did, so there's plenty of examples.
Do you already have money allocated to buy?
Negative. I don't have anything yet. I'm working on all of that. So that's why it's getting a little more than just till up the ground and put some seeds in it. If I have to buy lime or do all that kind of stuff and get signs printed. And so there are grants and all kinds of things, but I'm a little bit too late in the game for that for this year.
How are you going to buy the seed?
Well, the county, well, whatever monies that we would have perhaps put into some landscaping stuff, or if we had some planned landscaping projects, there might be a way for us to move some stuff around, or I don't know, I'm going to try and get really creative, because we have a lot of great connections with the ag community, and mm-hmm. Soil and Water Conservation District has sent me a ton of information, and got Cooperative Extension help, got the college, so I think we can make it work. It's just
sure.
a matter of doing it, like next week.
Are you done with the planning, the plots, everything? You said you
no.
only...
No. We haven't. This is all just discussion, and then I've been doing all the research on the plant list and the soils and talking to you guys about helping. So, no, this is the first I've talked about it outside of staff.
Well, I will conditionally volunteer to help with the planning portion of this.
Okay. It may just be broadcasting seed, super easy, and raking.
Which is not planning. So you don't need help?
No, I'm going to conditionally accept your volunteer.
And then okay. shoehorn me into throwing seed?
In that time period, I'm going to go to town more than I'm in town.
Okay.
But on a day that I'm in town,
okay.
theoretically I could.
Well, and it, you know, once I get all the pricing and stuff put together, you know, the director might be like, we can't do this year. So I don't know, but I think it'll work. And I've had some discussion with some of our administration that they are dying to get some milkweed on some of our properties at least.
Good.
I've been told that multiple times, so that's why we're trying to get this done. So
we can coordinate some of that too, but
yeah.
just so you know, we're getting towards as far as like. Us and then students and stuff, we're getting at the end of the semester, which means everything gets really crazy.
Sure.
And busy. So.
Okay. All right. Now, this is going to
But I'm going to have a Saturday for you.
Say, we're still we're
yeah,
still
it can happen.
Volunteer.
It's just, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
just things get busy. So.
Sure. Okay.
Do you feel like you know when you have a good idea of where the four plots would be?
Well, we've identified the properties. I mean, I know which county properties. Well, like I said, we picked eight,
yeah.
and
but
I think I'm going to have to narrow it down.
The four that you think would be good for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
so.
That's
and then it'll just, you know, going to do the staking is really easy, and then it'll just be then a matter of getting, like, our parks department out there with equipment, and I think it'll be, that part will be the easy part, but coordinating, like, if we have to soil test and order seed and all that, that's going to be a little bit.
I think the work's not going to be that bad. It's all the
coordination. It's the
coordination. That's going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
But this is not the first pollinator garden out there, that's for sure. So there's a lot of resources out there.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Too much. It's too much. But there's a lot of good resources locally as far as species that work and shade versus sun. And
yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, you may just use this as a resource, whether it's for planning or actually
mm-hmm.
Sweat equity. Just broadcast the AC, and I'm sure
okay.
we either come ourselves or
okay.
solicit other people to say, hey, go help Rachel.
Cool, and I think Mountain Tree would probably send some volunteers,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we'll bring the kids.
Yeah, we'll bring our kids.
That's why we had children was for slave labor.
Right.
We're
right.
good at broadcasting the seed. Okay,
sure.
cool. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for letting me tell you about my kind of idea that might happen.
Sounds good.
I like it.
Okay. That's all I thought.
Thanks, Rachel. New business. We started talking, I believe, last month about, are there pieces that we would like to see in the new member guide or the orientation, you know, things that we feel like would be helpful as you're coming on board to really hit the ground running. And I figured, since Anna's our newest, it would be, you know, it'd be good to think back to when you were joining the EAC. What were some of the questions you had? And maybe it's, I don't know how often that's updated. Rachel, is it just the information we send out to new members? I know it's our...
I normally just send the roster and...
contact information. Mm-hmm.
Contact information, and then your bylaws, and usually like a meeting schedule, mm-hmm. and then a link to all the recordings from the past meeting.
Right.
That's pretty much it. But it can be... It can be much, I mean, you can have a page introduction, you can have, I mean, we could very easily, oh, there's a nice guide to Henderson County on the planning website with information and facts about the county. And then maybe just some information about some of the accomplishments of the EAC so that the new members kind of know some of the topics that you go mm-hmm. over and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. It seems like it's easy. It's very helpful to know where we've been to help to know where to drive or help mm-hmm. where to point the ship kind of thing.
Yep.
So try to think of an easy way to cut this because we know Rachel's extra busy with lots of projects, including pollinator projects. But if we could help you kind of facilitate what has happened, I think it's always interesting when folks come on board to know why we were created originally, and where we stand as an asset to the community and the commissioners.
Maybe if somebody wanted to start like a table of contents or something so that we would know what topics
That's
we want to cover, and then just we could make like a Google Doc or something and just work off of that.
Yeah. Okay, let's just start with
That's
a general
idea.
List of subject, you know, topic areas.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay. Do you need me to start that, Rachel?
The topic list?
Google Doc?
Yeah, if you don't mind,
okay.
And then...
All right, well, I'll send it around probably next week, and we can start adding things to it and... out a table of contents and talk more about it next month once we've all had time to look at it, think about it, all that good stuff.
Create it and send it out, and then maybe somebody will be motivated to populate it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there was all those topics that we had the post-it notes for
mm-hmm.
when I first joined.
Right.
And it would be good just for her to be aware, even if there were post-it notes that we didn't
mm-hmm.
use. I could look back at a picture that I took of that and just throw them on the
That's true.
Spreadsheet.
What are you doing?
That's true. that's a great idea. Okay. Good stuff. Well, I'll get that out to you guys in the next week. I'm thinking, Rachel, do we need to affirm the e-votes from the letter we sent?
I could just...
I mean, like, as...
Well, I'm trying to think of what the best way. I could just print a copy of the email that everybody sent back to you and me that said, yes, I approve.
Okay.
And just keep them as a record in
okay.
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we needed something for the recording. Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So we're going to wait to hear more about B-City updates that come from Rachel. She's going to ask us to keep us in the loop on the Pollinator Gardens project for the county. I'll send out the Google Docs, and we'll just start building that out as we all feel inclined to do so. we have a couple of announcements. I know Rachel's got a couple from the county. There's an Earth Day, Shred, and Drug Take Back. I know I read about it in the paper the other day.
Mm-hmm. There should be flyers.
Flyers up here if you didn't get one. Grab had one of those.
Do you know if that takes
needles?
I'm going
there. No needles.
No needles.
You can't. I can tell you about which two things,
okay.
But no, that's just pills and medicine.
Mm-hmm. I have kind of one from my husband's accident. And I don't know what to do with them.
Okay.
Like boxes.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody's like uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it was the shots for stomach for blood thinners
that
and stuff. So, yeah,
I just
it's all good.
Like
they're real medical.
Yeah, they're real medical stuff, but they won't let me take them back to the doctor's office because I've tried to take them back.
You can donate them to the.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me bring them back
society.
Because I was bringing in like
really?
Mass quantities of them, and they gave me the Sharps containers,
yeah.
And I filled up two Sharps containers, and they told me that
used.
They would not take the Sharps containers.
Oh, right,
these
are used.
Oh, these are used.
So
these
are
used.
Yeah, these are used.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. They're like the ejectin ones where it covers the needles up and stuff,
yeah.
So you can't.
Yeah.
So they're safe, but I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay.
Strategy.
Sorry. I just seen that, and I was like, oh, a chance to get rid of this.
Put them under your arms, and you walk into the restaurant asking them to help out with this
like,
project that you have.
I'll pay you to leave.
Just so everyone knows, there's also a Mother Earth Day at the Ag Center this weekend, Mother Earth Fair.
So do you want to give everyone an update about the recycling that's
yeah.
coming up on, the 12th?
Yes. My next household hazardous waste event and paint collection event is coming Tuesday. The paint is collected at the transfer station, and then and all paint-related materials, and then household hazardous waste is collected at the convenience center. It's from 8:30 to 12. The paint does have a fee associated with it, but the rest of the chemicals don't. And then I'll have one more event in May. I think it's on the 10th. Same places, same times. And then fall events to be determined. No summer HHWs this year. It's too hot.
The transfer station is the one that always has the fee associated with it,
that's
right?
Right. That's right.
So
that's
the
part
event
of why we moved the paint there.
Okay. Was it like what makes people go do it on this day? If they still have to pay?
Well, we've always, I guess in the last 3 years is when we've started charging for paint, and we don't charge for the rest of the chemicals, but.
Oh, okay, so it's just like, okay, we're not doing the paint. That's not free anymore. Take that to this separately. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a fee-based program now because we bulk all of the latex, and all of the stuff that we ship is by weight, and it's super expensive to get rid of it, so. But it does get recycled and made into like cement and stuff, so that's pretty cool. Pill drop-off. Does anyone live in the city limits? So the city of Hendersonville and Public Works and then Solid Waste with Henderson County, we were in a grant together this year from the North Carolina Department of Environmental Assistance and Customer Service. And we've put together a comprehensive recycling guide booklet for all city garbage and trash garbage and recycling customers who live within the city limits, because the city is a hauler, and I was helping because they're bringing all their stuff to our facility. So we're going to have a release of that booklet on April 15th with a shredding event for city residents at Patton Park. So if anyone's a city resident, that'll be in the paper in the next couple of days. I think that's next week, actually. That's going to be a really good booklet. And there's a lot of good information in there, even if you aren't in the city. I think that's all I've got on that. I did want to mention the letter that you guys all passed. It did get put on the agenda this past Monday night at the board meeting as a supplemental piece to the presentation that Tim Hopkin from Parks and Kieran Rowe from CMLC made to get approval to apply for the Part F trail grant, basically, and I'm pretty positive, Larry, I'm pretty positive that the commissioners approved the Part F participation, so, wasn't that right, Mr. Rogers? Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was, like, at the very last minute, because the tape was running out, so. So your letter did make it, and I know that Karen and them are very appreciative to get that.
All the info on the HHW stuff's on your website, right?
Yeah, as far as the list of chemicals and stuff.
Yeah, and the fees with the paints and the format it has to be in.
Yes, yes. If you go to hcrecycles.org, there's an HHW graphic and there's a paint graphic.
Okay.
So it's all there.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for responding to the email requests in short order.
Yeah.
It's much appreciated. Things moved faster than we anticipated, so thanks for everybody responding to that call. Next thing on our agenda is our next meeting. You might recall we've kind of been determining when our next meeting will be in the current meeting. So we want to continue on that. It's up to our consideration today.
I think if we're going to do this pollinator week thing, we're going to have to meet.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Have at least one meeting. I think we need to meet next month just for that.
So your date would be May 5th.
May 5th.
It's a Thursday, the first Thursday.
It's reading day.
How lucky can we be?
I think it's reading
day. It sounds about right.
And there, in your bylaws, there is a little provision about doing like an annual report to the commissioners that's due by the end of the fiscal year, which would be June 30th. Ryan, I can send you the one that Pam wrote last year, but it was just basically a summary of the discussions that you've had and the measures that you've taken. She ended up turning it in much later than June 30th last year, which was fine, but that could be something you could just knock out, you know, in June, at the first meeting in June and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to, so
okay.
I can email that to you.
Great, thank you. All right. Does anybody have anything else for the good of the group? Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks, guys. I think
that was a good meeting.
Thank you.
I think we're doing good. I'm glad that it's not. We got rid of our 2-hour meetings because that was.
Thank you.
That was a load.